What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Paschal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. For a limited time, light up your taste buds with Hardee's new hand-breaded spicy chicken tenders. Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051 here on Press Row. And it is a pleasure to welcome in for the first time to the Hardee's hotline ESPN NFL reporter Field Yates. You can see him on NFL Insiders, NFL Live. The guy knows his stuff. Field, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the news that's dominating the NFL, the Dolphins, Jay Cutler. What do you think of the move? Do you like it?
Well, I understand. Listen, I think we should start by putting a couple things out there. I understand it. It's not as if the Dolphins had a significant number of other options they could have turned to. And for people that are saying, what good is paying Jay Cutler $10 million and up to $13 million in total this season when he's not going to put you over the edge, they don't understand then how coaches are wired. If you think that coaches go into a season and say, let's just wave the white flag, you're not. Coaches are competitive by nature. They're often uber competitive, ultra competitive. They are extensively competitive. Adam Gase and the Miami Dolphins, we're not going to go into this season and just say to themselves, you know something, Matt Moore might be good enough for us to win between 6 and 8 games. That's fine by me. Kumbaya, it's all good. If they believe that Jay Cutler gives them a shot at the playoffs, they are going to make a move like this. Do I think it makes Miami a contender? No, I'm not convinced of that myself. I had some reservations about this team going into the season, but I understand why, given the other options available, they turn to Jay Cutler.
All right, Coors Field, we live right in between Atlanta and Tennessee, Nashville. I want to ask about both. First, the Falcons. Obviously, they're the defending NFC champions. We all know what happened in the Super Bowl. Structurally, do you still think they're the best, or do you think they're the best team in the NFC going into this season?
I certainly can make the case for them. I think it's between them and the Green Bay Packers. To me, I would lean towards the Falcons. I think they're a far more balanced roster than what Green Bay brings to the table right now. The Falcons have terrific offensive skill players that get most of the attention, and deservedly so, perhaps. But I would say that defensively, they were basically a year ahead of schedule last year with the way that some of the players contributed, whether it was Keanu Neal, the safety, Deion Jones, the linebacker. So many players that made such a major impact for their team last season. Well, all of a sudden, they have guys that are now the same players that are now a year into their NFL career and probably far more equipped to be valuable contributors for the Falcons this season. So I think this is a team that has an excellent chance to win, again, between 10 and 12 games this season and be the best in the NFC and perhaps represent the conference in the Super Bowl again.
All right, and up the road in Nashville, the Titans obviously play in a division that's been pretty weak the past couple of years. Do you look at Tennessee as a team that can win their division or can win their division and maybe advance in the AFC playoffs too?
The division is absolutely unequivocally within reach for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, it's been the Texans for each of the past 2 years, just 9 wins in each of those seasons. But absolutely the division is within reach for the Tennessee Titans. I think this team has as strong of a trajectory as there is in the NFL outside of the obvious contenders for the Super Bowl this year. So I'm excluding the types with the Patriots and the Packers and the Falcons and the Seahawks, perhaps the Steelers and the Chiefs. I'm talking about teams that are still sort of building. To me, the Titans have as clear of a trajectory as there is. They've got a good quarterback. They've got good young talent on both sides of the ball. They've got an excellent GM. They've got a strong head coach. They've got plenty of cap space, and they don't have that many bad contracts on the books. I absolutely love what Tennessee is doing right now.
You're listening to ESPN NFL reporter Field Yates here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Field, do you want the personal or the in-depth question first?
I'll take the in-depth question first. Why not?
All right. Does Tom Brady's non-denial show the layers of which the NFL has troubles with dealing with concussions? And do you agree with Bob Lee that he owed the public a response to that question?
I think the second part, Bob, I defer to on almost any matter. Not being there at the past press conference, I believe it was Friday, slightly less informed opinion about it, but you know, I think that the NFL has so many, I would say ambiguities, but gray areas when it comes to talking about and disclosing injuries, that I don't know that a player is responsible or owes it to the public to disclose information about potential injuries. But I think it's clear that there is a reporting problem with concussions, but that the issue of concussions is one that is complicated and nuanced and something that the NFL must be continually dedicated to improving because, you know, how do we know? I mean, there are certainly unreported concussions. And I'm not talking about concussions that we find out about, you know, potentially months later, like what Tom Brady's could be. I'm talking about concussions that may be, you know, players that get dinged in a game and don't report the concussion because they think it's no big deal. Or because they can come back to consciousness to play later and be fine. I think there are plenty and plenty of concussions that are unreported, and I'm just not sure how the NFL can immediately rectify that issue, but it must be a primary target for them.
Did you get heckled more in grade school or on the ESPN campus for being named Field?
I think the answer's probably got to be, you know, something just because of the advent of social media, it certainly hasn't been a, you know, there have been plenty of people along the way during my ESPN career that have asked me questions, heckled me, and give me some gentle ribbing. So I think that takes the cake.
Now, if I had to ask you in your day-to-day dealings with Matthew Berry in the fantasy realm, because I know you are considered an expert, he's kind of considered the guru. Do you defer to him or do you like to challenge him?
Well, I think that any good fantasy conversation involves, you know, divergent opinions when you have them. If Matthew and I agree, Matthew and I agree. But when we don't, I'm not going to be deferential, and I think the same thing goes to him. If he disagrees with me, I encourage him to share his opinion, and I think that's part of what makes our banter something that fans take to on a daily basis, and we certainly have a great time, and it's a big part of what we do during the NFL season, and we're glad to be back for yet another season of the 06-0-0.
You're listening to ESPN NFL reporter Field Yates here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Field, how old were you when you first got into football, and give us an example of what you would do?
First got into football, professionally speaking or playing?
No, just following the game.
Oh, man. As far back as I can remember, you know, I'll never forget, you know, there's some plenty of memorable moments from growing up. You know, I actually was in my mother's womb during a Super Bowl. I played at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. So I feel like football has been a part of me for not even just my full life, but even the few months before that, back in 1987, late January, early February of 1987. I certainly have some memories, though, of early games. Yeah, plenty of games from growing up.
All right, and of course, you spent four summers with the Patriots involved with their coaching and scouting. Is there an off-the-wall Belichick story you can share?
No. He doesn't go off the wall.
Well, Brian Daboll at Alabama this past weekend just talked about, you know, he loved working for him. You know, Belichick has this reputation of, you know, being meticulous, being demanding. How did you find working under him?
The most professionally gratifying experience of my life. I learned something every day. I was challenged every day. Bill Belichick has an intense on developing not just players, but developing scouts and coaches. And I would say it'll take a sincere level of sustained excellence for me to ever, I believe, that there is a greater coach in the history of football than Bill Belichick.
All right, before we let you go, Field, we love closing when we have great guests with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Who has been the most difficult interview you've ever had?
The guys, I don't think anybody really comes to mind, to be honest with you. Players have been pretty, you know, gracious and coaches well on the way.
If you draw the number one pick in your fantasy league, who are you taking as of right now?
Le'Veon Bell.
What fantasy player that's been successful in the last couple of years would you be looking to avoid this year?
Based off where he's being taken right now, I will not have a lot of shares of Jay Ajayi.
Ooh, good call. Is Jay Cutler, do you think he's got a future?
I think he will play for at least one more season in the NFL. I do not think that retirement for him is a foregone conclusion after next year.
Who was your favorite college football team growing up?
Boston College. I'm from the area.
All right. What about most overrated and most underrated NFL team right now, if you had to project?
Underrated. I'll go, I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be better than people expect this year. And I'm not sure that I'm buying the, let's see. You know, the Cowboys might have a couple win regression this year, but they're still pretty good.
And finally, the last time you got carded?
This past weekend.
Field, listen, thank you so much for taking the time. Great job with all the stuff that you do. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you joining us here on Press Row in Chattanooga.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
All righty. Field Yates, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.